This could be a day of reckoning for Boston-based General Electric. Stock watchers are waiting for word from GE later this morning on how much it made in the last quarter. Many investors worry those earnings won't meet expectations and that, even worse, the company may have to cut its near-sacred stock dividend. WBUR senior correspondent Bruce Kellerman explains.
Wall Street loves statistics, especially this year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has soared 17% to a record-breaking 23,000. But here's a number investors hate. So far this year, GE's shares are down nearly 27%. Yesterday, the dog of the Dow closed at 23.58.
Investors these days like fast-growing companies, and the big problem is it hasn't been growing.
Peter Cohen is a lecturer at Babson College and author of the book Discipline Growth Strategies. He says GE needs some discipline to grow revenue. It's been stagnant for the past decade. Average annual growth just over a dismal 1%. And the company is short on cash and may have trouble funding its stock dividend, which it's paid every quarter since 1899.
The only good thing about the company from an investor standpoint is that it pays a dividend yield north of 4%, which is about twice the average company. But I would not be surprised if they were to cut the dividend. I don't know by how much, but I don't think investors are going to like that.
General Electric says preserving the dividend is a high priority, but today the share price is where it was two decades ago. And with so much competition for investor dollars, a cut in the dividend could send investors in search of higher yields and the stock price even lower. Still, GE is a corporate colossus. With 295,000 employees in 180 countries, it makes everything from locomotives, wind turbines, and jet engines to devices that keep newborn babies and their moms warm. Some wonder if GE may be too big to succeed.
When you're a large global company, there are just limits because of your size and global scope that make the job incredibly hard.
Ranjay Gulati is a professor at Harvard Business School, where GE's former CEO, Jeff Immelt, got his MBA. Immelt took over the company just days before 9/11 and navigated the Great Recession by reshaping the conglomerate, selling off its finance, media, appliance, even its iconic light bulb division. Immelt focused on healthcare, medical electronics, transportation, and renewable energy. Last year, he moved the company to Boston to attract talented tech workers, betting big on complex corporate software to make industrial production more efficient and profitable. But these were long-term bets. GE's revenues didn't budge. The company lost $80 billion in market value last year. Peter Cohen of Babson College.
Jeff Immelt basically floundered around for 16 years before the board kicked him out.
Before leaving this summer, Immelt announced a $2 billion cost-cutting program. The company's new CEO, John Flannery, is expected to present a long-term plan to stock analysts next month. Ranjay Gulati says Flannery is the right person at the right moment for the job.
My impression of John is a very thoughtful, methodical, careful, and bold leader.
Flannery better have a sharp pencil. He's under intense pressure to cut costs even further and stop the slide in the stock price. Earlier this week, the company announced its fleet of corporate executive cars, helicopters, and private planes is history. And reportedly, ex-CEO Jeff Immelt's policy of using two planes whenever he flew, a backup just in case it was needed, has been grounded. But business professor Gulati says cuts don't increase revenue.
And if I was to look forward at what John Flannery's key tasks are, he's going to have to make some portfolio decisions around what businesses are we in, what businesses should we be in, what businesses should we not be in, and explain to the market, here's my roadmap, and what will it take, and how long will it take?
General Electric's plans to build a new futuristic corporate headquarters in Boston have been delayed. The company was encouraged to move here by state and local tax breaks and grants. Now, its promise to bring good things to life to Boston will require more time to prove that promise is more than just an old company slogan.
GE, we bring good things to live in. We bring good things to life.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Kellerman.